choosing the path of integrity. Our key verse, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of the transgressors shall destroy them. Proverbs 11:3. Our selected scripture, Proverbs 11:1-4. Integrity is a basic requirement for all who believe the teachings of Christ Jesus, although much more in addition is required by those who would be his disciples. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16:24. Nevertheless, justice and honesty are qualities that are appreciated even by those who do not profess to be true Christians. In this lesson, some dishonest practices are brought to our attention. Today, for example, deceptive packaging is often employed. When a certain container holds a smaller quantity of substance than is recorded on the outside label, and the purchaser pays more than the item is worth, Proverbs 11:1. Dishonesty is often practiced with a view to obtaining greater prestige by increasing one's wealth at the expense of others. This is contrary to the spirit which the Lord seeks to impart through the Holy Spirit into the minds of all who name the name of Christ. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4:8. As the mind feeds upon spiritual matters, it will resist the deceitful impulses of the fallen nature as evidence of a determination to walk in a Christ-like manner. All who desire God's favor rather than that of man must strive against feelings of pride or self-importance. He giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. James 4:6. By carefully applying this principle in their daily walk, believers will avoid the contempt that comes upon those whose motives are not in harmony with the will of God. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Proverbs 11:2-3. Our key verse is a reminder that obedience to God's laws will keep the Lord's people in the straight path as they are strengthened in their Christian walk. They will be preserved from the harmful practices and attitudes that would bar them from instructing the human family in righteousness in God's kingdom. They shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Jeremiah 31:34. Equally true is the fact that the Scriptures promise retribution shall be meted out to those who do not obey the precepts set forth by Christ and His Church. When the thousand-year judgment day has ended, a determination will be made as to who will be worthy of attaining everlasting life as a result of the arrangements God has made for mankind to be instructed in righteousness before a final test is applied. It shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Acts 3:23.